have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Street lights cast the shadow puppets inside my window. Struggling with Romans 9 and 12. Lost in thoughts staring at the ceiling. Realizing I don't know myself. Wondering if this could be the answer. Like never before, my faith is tested. Speaking for every black man, woman and child, my Lord, I have a question.
Am I Esau?
To be honest, this is kind of scary. See, I was taught that a sin is a sin and you love us all the same, but I've been learning the contrary. Base my existence upon this concept, but that's not the message I receive when I read for myself. That could explain why so many chuck the deuces. Same time I understand why others make excuses. Like maybe he doesn't have the foundation to understand the message is lost in the translation. It's probably that plus 1,000 more combinations multiplied by the legions of demons that I've been facing. So I take a moment to witness these other races living heaven on earth while my people trapped in the matrix. Searching for guidance and answers within your pages. Then I come across this and I can't help but to think.
Am I Esau?
Just say it.
Jacob but hated Esau before either committed any deed. Likewise, me and my melanin brothers and sisters will be considered before conceived.
It said you destroy everything you try to build, but looking at my neighborhood thinking about how I should feel. Remember Trayvon got killed, they let him go, gave him a meal, he said it was God's will. And I've been waiting like 4, maybe 5 years for you to set the record straight and make your position clear. Should I keep waiting and remain patient, or have you made your decision? Cause God don't make no mistakes. And if that's really how you feel, then do I need your love if you don't make consequences for those who keep mistreating us? And tell me why I gotta die before I see your blessings. And that's the reason I'm battling with this question.
Am I Esau?
Esau? Esau?
Just say it. Just say it. I'm a man, I can take it.
Am I Esau?
Esau? Esau?
Just tell me the truth. It's okay, I can find my own way.
Am I Esau?
Am I? Just say it. Kept my faith through your slavery. Praise you after they hanged me.
Am I Esau?
Am I? Am I? You said you would never leave or forsake me, but why does it feel like you hate me, Lord?
Sunlight making patterns out of stainless windows.
Stainless windows.
Struggling with Romans 9:12. Lost in thoughts staring
at the ceiling.
Realizing I don't know myself. Wondering if this could be the answer. Like never before, my faith is tested. Speaking for every black man, woman and child, my Lord, I have a question.
Praise to the Father, praise is our weapon, we love.
I've been going through. I gotta shout it out, time to let the spirit loose. Now you can look at me funny, I'm trying to get mine. I don't need nobody to help me, I'm doing just fine. One foot in and you move it all around, trying to stomp on the devil. Stomp, stomp on the devil, now jump to the heavens. Jump, jump to the heavens. All them burdens weighing me down, I shake them off. All praise to the king of the crown, cause he the boss. You can call me hater right now, I'm leaving salt. So praise is a weapon, so that's why we dancing. The Lord's been good to me. Now ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party while we rock to the G.O.D. Now give it up to him.
Yes, welcome, welcome, welcome to another Sunday with Nux with your boy Dre, and here we are yet again, and I'm telling you, wow, it has been quite a week. I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it all the time. I think I say it every time, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time, or that last time I said it was the last time. That's probably the last time that I'll say the last time. Maybe not, but I miss you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share with me for another Sunday with us, with your boy, Dre. And I tell you what, man, let me read the disclaimer. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing it for you. Why? Because I love you, and I care about you. I want you to be better, and I'm a giver. And I would be remiss if I didn't take this time to shout out the lovely Miss Kimberly Robinson in Elation Magazine. I'm telling you, what a visionary. And I thank you so much for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help so many people. Because people need help. Times like these. It's crazy out here. A lot of crazy people. Crazier than me. So let's get right into it. Here we go. Now, this first segment is a segment that is rapidly growing closer and closer and more endeared in my heart. And it's called Things You Can't Take versus Things You Can Have. I love it. See, there are certain things, see, that you can't take from me. No, you can't take it from me. It's mine. I want it. You can't have it. But then there are certain things that you can have. Go ahead. Take it. It's yours. I don't want it. Don't need it anyway. Here we go. Things you can take versus things you can have. Number one, things you can take. You know what? You can take my family job. Yes, yes, yes. You can take it. But you know what you can't take? You can't take that sleep collar. Not yet, because the sleeve's in this house. I'm going to wear it for a little bit so I can quit itching. Things you can take versus things you can't have. I can tell you what you can't take. You can't take my money. You ain't going to come in here and take my money. No, you're not. I work hard for that. You can't take my money. But what you can have is my bad credit. Things you can take versus things you can't have. Let me tell you what you can't take. You can't take, women, you better let another woman know. You can't take my hood, but you better let them know that they can have your lazy and no good one. You can take the hard work. You can't take the hard working one, but you can't have the lazy and no good one. Okay, what you can't take is, you can't take my wife and kids, but what you can have is this butt whooping. Yes, you can. What you can't take, you can't take my good job. What you can have, the work that go with it. Just leave me the check every week. Now, let me tell you what. You can't take this. You can't take my parking spot. What you can have is my parking tickets. See, it's a give and take. It's a give and take. What you can't take, you can't take my joy. Oh, but you can have all this attitude. What you can't take, you can't take my hand. No, you can't. But what you can have is my middle finger. Wait a minute. Woo! They're right there, preach. You can't take this. You can't take my shoes. Man, please. I ain't no punk. You can have this, though. You can have my foot in your ass, as I was saying. Things you can't take versus things you can have. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. I want to help folks. That's what I do. I help people. And I only help you because you need help and I love you. Again, I'm just overcome with emotion and joy because I'm just so glad to be able to help you. Here we go, y'all. This next segment is the church play too much. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Y'all know the church play too much. Now I ain't saying all the churches. Listen, some churches is doing too much. Okay? Ain't no God in that. They play too much. Ain't no time for games. Gotta be serious about the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 All right. The church play too much. Oh, these are some examples. Now, it could be your church playing too much. Could be a family member's church that plays too much. Could be a friend. Stranger in the street church. So when you see it's a local grocery store, at the bank, or as you're walking through the park on a hot, muggy day, I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people, wait a minute, you might need to look for you another church because your church playing too much and ain't no time for playing. We got to get serious about the Lord. Here we go. The church play too much. If you don't recognize any of these in any of the churches that you have been to, that's because, you know what, all of them are rolled into your one church. And you got to get out of that because the church is playing too much now. Number one, if this is going on in the church plays too much. The pastor in the pulpit wearing eyeliner. Come on now. The church plays too much. Number two, the church doing a check advance so you can pay your tithes and not wait on your paycheck. Come on now. The church is playing too much. Huh? Huh? It ain't all about the money. The church play too much. Number three, the metal detectors are to make sure that don't nobody bring no change in the church. Only folding money. Only folding money. The church play too much. Handicapped parking space across the street. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me these folks is handicapped? They park across the street. Then they got to hobble over there on wheelchair, roll themselves. Oh, come on now. What if they get hit by oncoming traffic? The church play too much. Get some people a parking space right next to the door. The church played too much. Number five, the church mass choir has a total of 8 members in it. Come on now, that ain't no mass choir. That ain't no mass choir. That's a mess choir. Come on, man. What you got is 2 quartets. That ain't no mass choir. 8 people. Quit playing, church. The church played too much. Number six, why you got a bump and grind ministry? Huh? Playing nothing but R. Kelly songs. Wait a minute. You'll end up in jail in hell. The church play too much. Number seven, they got a weed smoking area. Wait a minute now. A weed smoking area? The church play too much. Number eight, they got a work release program teaching convicts on how to repair black and white TVs. Let me tell you something. Who the hell got a black and white TV they won't fix? The church play too much. Number nine, the church plays too much. Selling dinner plates for $10, which consists of a paper plate that reads, food goes here. Come on now, the church plays too much. The church plays too much. I'm sick of this. And finally, number 10, another example of how the church is playing too much. They're selling T-shirts that read, Trump might not be my president, but that's my nick. You know what? I didn't say the whole word, so don't censor me. But the church played too much. You're welcome. I'm happy y'all tonight. Come on now. I wasn't able to be with y'all last week, so I'm giving y'all a double portion, a double for your trouble portion, because it's just too much. I got a lot stored up in me. Make that make sense. That's what this next segment is. I'm giving it to y'all. Oh, I'm helping y'all. You're welcome. Make that make sense. There's some things that just don't make no doggone sense. And rather than me say you stupid and you ain't got no sense, I just need to understand it. It may make sense to you, and because it don't make sense to me, I just don't want to go around thinking that you are an absolute idiot. I just need to understand. Make it make sense to me, okay? So I won't go around thinking that you're less than intelligent, that you're stuck on stupid, pause on pathetic. You're full of foolery. Make that make sense, number one. Make that make sense. Please help me out. I just want to understand. Your dermatologist got bad skin. Wait a minute. Make that make sense. How you going to a dermatologist and your dermatologist got bad skin? He going to tell you how to take care of your skin. Come on. Make that make sense. Number two. You park your ice cream truck outside the Weight Watchers group meeting. Make that, wait a minute, that makes sense, because you're going to sell out in less than 10 minutes. Because when they come out of them Weight Watchers meetings, man, they looking for a reason to fall off the wagon. Woo-wee! Or fall through it. Anyway, make that make sense. Number three, you standing in line to sign up for your food stamps. All night you've been standing in line to get your new Jordans. Let me tell you something. If you've been standing in line all night to get the new Jordans, then you turn around the next day and stand in line half the day to get your food stamp, there's a problem with you. Make that make sense, though. Make that make sense. Number four, you at a buffet restaurant drinking a Diet Coke. Make that make sense. The two don't go together. Make that make sense. Number five, you got a hair weave sewn into your wig. Women, stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Basically, you double wigged. Come on. Make that make sense. Number six, you call 911 and ask for help paying your phone bill so you can call somebody if you need help. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Make that make sense. Number seven, make that make sense. You going around accusing your landlord of stealing the rent money on the first of the month. Come on now. That's his money. That's his money. That's his money. That's his money. Make that make sense. You sitting in the back of the church reading the Playboy. Come on now. I did that one time. It didn't make no sense. That was the devil. He won that one. But make that make sense. Number nine. Make that make sense. You upset with your child for not passing his gang initiation. Wait a minute now. Come on now. I know you want him to never give up. I know you want him to be successful in everything he do or try. But now, come on now. You mad because he didn't pass his gang initiation? What you trying to do? Get this boy killed in these streets? Make that make sense. Number 10, you studying to be a Muslim, and you sitting on your couch reading the Quran and eating pork skins. Come on now, make that make sense. You just failed. You just failed. Make that make sense. Number 11, you believe in using secondhand condoms because you figure they've already been tested and proven to work. Ugh, you nasty. Make that make sense. Number 12, you still making payments to Rent-A-Center after 15 years for a doggone DVD player. Wait a minute, huh? Make that make sense. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Oh, my God. You know what? I want you to be better and do better. That's all I want for you. I'm here to help you. I'm going to be a blessing, not a curse. Don't make no sense. You're stupid. No, you're not. I just don't understand you. But you're stupid. I don't understand. You're stupid. That's all. Make it make sense. This next segment is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre, and it's the Out of Order. The reason why I like to do it out of order is because I want people to get their life right, get their mind right, be better and live better, but you got to want better. You're doing things out of order. Now, I'm going to tell you what. Out of order could be you. Yes, it could be you. Could be a family member, could be a friend, a stranger in the street, a coworker, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a hot summer muggy day. It's hot out here, y'all. It's hot. It's hot. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are doing things or operating in situations that are out of order so we can help them do what? Get in order. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are tied into you and you completely living a life that's out of order. Get that thing right. If this is you, you out of order. You got a wheelchair lift on the back of your bike. Wait a minute, let me tell you something. What the hell? If you can ride a bike, chances are you really don't need a wheelchair, okay? Number two, if this is you, you out of order. Lord Jesus. Women, if your breast milk spoiled, you're out of order. That's just nasty. If this is you, you out of order. Women, if your breast milk come out crunchy, you out of order. You gonna check the baby because the baby he's trying to get some breast milk and then it's clogged up like cottage cheese. He gonna choke on it. No, she gonna choke on it. Quit that now. Clean your body up inside and out. Do better about yourself. Save your baby's life. If this is you, you out of order. Me, if you got a hair weave in your mustache, that's just nasty and uncalled for. You out of order. If this is you, you out of order. If your 9-year-old is still in Pampers and ain't nothing physically or mentally wrong with it, hold on. You mean to tell me you ain't potty trained? If this is you, you out of order. If you so ugly, people pay you to scare other people. You know what? That's just nasty and ugly and disgusting. Why would you be so ugly and allow yourself to get so ugly and then accept money from people that go scare people with your ugly self? Your ugly is out of order. If this is you, you're out of order. If your elbows are so ashy, it look like they've been dipped in flour. Come on now. If this is you, you're out of order. If your burp smells worse than your fart, yeah, that's nasty. Your breath stank. All to hell. It don't make no doggone sense. If you don't gargle with some mouthwash, if you don't go and get you some prescription gum and chew on it, if you don't go and get you some medicated mouthwash, something, it don't make no doggone sense for your burp to smell worse than your fart. Come on now. Get your life in order. Again, I just want to be a blessing and not a curse. I'm here to help y'all. Why? Because helping is what I do. Again, I would like to take this time to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Leroy's Chicken, Waffle, and Liquor, where you can come and get full and loaded. Come on now. Get yourself full and loaded. And also for the makers of Mad Dog 2019, for the folks that love to get drunk but can't afford Mad Dog 2020. That's all right. You just one short. Anyway, this next segment is almost thug. Now, I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of thugging going on. The violence level in this country has hit an all-time high. Why? Because these people out here thugging. They're just thugging for no reason. Doing thuggery things. Let me tell you something. Tupac, he lied to you. Heaven ain't got no ghetto. But hell do. You know what they call it? Hell. Now, you could be the thug, your thug. Could be a family member. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger you meet in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank. Somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot summer day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people who are living the thug life, that's operating in straight, certifiable thuggery. Get your life right. Quit thugging. These streets is dangerous. They ain't playing with y'all. Here it is. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, then all of them are rolled into you, you thug. You terrible, low-down, disgusting, no-having character, low-moral thug. You dirty dog thug. Number one, I'm a thug. I got a fake gold tooth with a real cavity in it. You know what? That's a thug right there. Your fake gold tooth got a real cavity. You ain't trying to take care of your mouth. Thug. How you got a fake tooth that's right there? I'm a thug. I went to church and walked up to Jesus on the cross and tickled his feet. You know what? That's a thug right there. You don't even care nothing about Jesus on the cross. The man just hanging around, you know, chilling, you know what I'm saying, blessing folks, being an inspiration. You trying to throw him off, throw his focus off by tickling his feet. You thug. Life ain't a game. Number three, I'm a thug. I go around fighting police dogs when the police come out to check on people. You know what? Why you want to fight the dogs? Why you want to fight the police dog? Police dog is just an innocent bystander. He's just doing his job. But you just come on now. I'm a thug. I called 911. For somebody to co-sign for me a car. You know what? You're at the dealership and you call. They ask you if you know anybody that can help you co-sign for you to get your car. You call 911. Folks' lives is in danger. And you got your operators tied up with your buffoonery, you old thug. Number five, I'm a thug. I pull people's face mask off and cough in it and put it right back on their face. I'm going to tell you what, that right there is going to get you sad as hell, buddy. You pull my face mask off in the grocery store, cough it in and then put it back and slap it across my face. Huh? You know, fuck, you try to get people killed, don't mess around and get yourself hurt. Monkey paws is it's a disease. It'll come out there and get you. Number six, I'm a thug. I wash my do-rag in my grandma's dishwasher. You know what? You know what? Yes. I'm a thug. When I was young, I stole free cheese. You know, it's a thug right there. It's free. How you going to steal free cheese, though, huh? I understand that it's free. How you just want to be a thug so bad. You stealing free stuff, stupid. You ain't stole nothing, you thug. I'm a thug. I turn sideways in my driver's license picture. Yeah, you used to that profile, ain't you? That right there is your picture pose, right there, sideways. You thug. Don't make no doggone sense. I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of my ex on the bottom of my foot so I can continue to walk all over. Lord have mercy. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Finally, I'm a thug. This is right here. This is a thug right here, y'all. I'm a thug. When I heard Rush Limbaugh was sick, I sent him a card that said, just get. Wow. You know what? That's a thug right there. That's what he didn't even finish it. He said, just get. That's a thug right there, y'all. That's a thug right there. I know Rush Limbaugh wasn't the nicest person, and he said some mean and evil things, but come on now. A thug always looking for an opportunity to kick somebody when they down. That's a thug, y'all. That's a thug. Again, I'm not doing it for myself. I'm doing it for y'all because y'all need help. Y'all don't recognize there's some thugs out here, and I'm here to help you to point these thugs out, and I want them to quit thugging. Now, again, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for you because, honestly, well, it's kind of what I do. I'm a thug, y'all. When I was 41 years old, I ran away from home. I sure did. Yes, I left. I had to. I'm sick having to come in before 12 o'clock on during the week and before 1 o'clock on the weekend. Now I'm a thug. I live in the streets. I need to be out all night. So when I was 41 years old, yeah, I ran away from home. For real. That's what thugs do. They take care of themselves. They go and make their own way. I'm a thug. And that's what I did. I'm a thug. Whenever my church has communion, I ask for a to-go box. And I get seconds. What? That's a thug. Double up on my Jesus. I'm a thug. I took my driver's test in a stolen police car. I'm a thug. I took my driver's test in a car that didn't run. I'm a thug. Wait a minute. Ooh, wait a minute now. How you gonna... Okay. I'm a thug. When I was 28, my mama tried to whoop me, and I told her, ain't no more doggone switches outside. Wait a minute. I'm a thug. I'm a thug. Ooh, wait. I'm a thug. When I was taking my last driver's license picture, I was eating a chicken leg. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you folks actually had you take your picture and they allowed you to eat a piece of chicken in your driver's license picture? So that's a thug right there. He ghetto. He ghetto as hell, but he's a thug. I'm a thug. I graduated last in my class because I didn't trust nobody to be behind me. I'm a thug. I went to the animal shelter to adopt a dog wearing a Michael Vick jersey. I'm a thug. Lord have mercy. I'm a thug. I tried to volunteer to help the Girl Scouts of America. And I told them my reference was Harvey Weinstein. See, that's a thug right there. Y'all know what Weinstein is. He ain't nothing but an old sexual predator, old piece of garbage trash. But he's a thug. I'm a thug. I got a tattoo of a bullet hole on my bullet hole. That's a thug right there. I'm a thug. I go to retirement homes and steal old people's teeth, and then I give them jawbreaker candies to suck on. You know what? The people be sucking on there until they mess around and die. I'm a thug. I told my girlfriend's mother, you lucky. Oh, you lucky I'm married. Wait a minute. I'm going to read that again. I'm a thug. I told my girlfriend's mother, ooh, you lucky I'm married. Wait a minute. I don't understand this. Just quit thugging out here. Again, I'm trying to be a blessing and not a curse. People out here hurting. People out here living a thug life and don't realize it. Quit thugging. It don't make no doggone sense. Whew. Finally, we come to the church announcements. I ask you to please feel free to join us in the sanctuary as we get our hallelujah and our thank you, Jesus, on. For we are the church of Jesus, take the wheel. I got the gas. Baptist Church. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. I'm going to say it again. We are small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do the church announcements is because I always want to make sure that everyone's on the same page. Everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body of Christ. There is no confusion, and there is no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person services or don't have access to the internet. For the sick to dig and to shed it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that may have been in the in-person services in the sanctuary or watching us as we streamed on the internet, but missed some parts or all of the announcements because, quite frankly, they were not paying attention and they were focusing on other things that had nothing to do with them. For instance, let me tell you something. Deacon Lonnie, he ain't going to be coming to the church for a while. Yeah, we had a falling out. Okay? I'm not going to say, let me tell you something. All I know is this. Deacon Lonnie played my number, and he didn't give me no money. That was my number. He know I always play 971. I always play that number. That's my number. Don't nobody else know nothing about that number in this church but me. And then the one time I don't play it because I forgot to play it because I got there too late to play my number, he going to play 971 and hit using my number. He didn't want to give me, don't want to break me off a piece of that. Shh, the devil is a lot. We can box or throw rocks. I'm not the one. Play my number again and hit and don't give me nothing. You better recognize. devil is a lie. Put these hands on you. Bob, Bob, weave. Nelson, number one. There will be no wet t-shirt contest to raise money for the Mother's Board this year. Last year, we did that, and the mothers had their wet t-shirts on, and I'm still going to counseling for it. Announcer number two, look here, Deacon Johnson, we don't mind you doing the kissing booth at our annual praise fair this year. That will be the weekend of the 14th next month. We don't mind you doing being in the kissing booth. We just please ask that you honor the Lord and the other people by putting your teeth in before you kiss folk, okay? Lips just flopping. Gums is just sloppy, all moist, okay? People's mouth is moist just, you know what I'm saying, before they even get the kiss. Don't nobody even want to touch you. You just look nasty, okay? Look like you got Down syndrome. Look like your face is just sloped up, okay? Just put your teeth in, okay? If you ain't got your teeth in, you ain't no kissing, okay? Ain't no toothless kissing in the booth, okay? Announcer number three. One thing we won't be bringing back at the fair this year, also, but he's having a problem shoving you out the way. Announcer number four, the Duncan booth. We ask that anybody that chooses or volunteers to be in the Duncan booth, we ask that you please shower before you get into the Duncan booths. That way the water stays clean, okay? Last year we had to stop it because it's two dunks and the water looked like Yoo-hoo. So, just shower, okay? Thank you. Finally, we get to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the announcement of the building fund total. As you know, the building fund offers so much. It offers a little bit of everything. Intrigue, horror, mystery, humor, adventure, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day, the building fund has raised, and I quote, a higher level of tension within the church. If that ain't about right, nothing is. Well, thank you so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Now, I ask that you please join me as I pray us out. I ask that all is about, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Then it really don't matter. I mean, seriously, really, for real. Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday, and that's what's right. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, safety, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. What way is that? The other way. Thank you for opening doors and no man can shut. Hold that door. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Fool, the room you was coughing in. And get back in there and close the door. And somebody get the lights off. But most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us, wrap your arm close to us, and pull us to your bosom. Be our strength and our guide. Continue to protect us. We will be forever mindful to give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. That you all have a great rest of your week. Finish this weekend off the right way, because tomorrow is Monday and it is another day that we get to say thank you, Jesus. Let's go to work. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more Nuts, with more Dre. Why? I'm a little hungry. Eat me a little bite to eat. Put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. And if you don't remember anything I told you, remember this. I love you. And the reason I love you is because I just do. And ain't nothing you can do to stop me. I'll see you guys. I'm a holler.